You're listening to SBS News.
While still recovering from controlling behaviours and domestic abuse, survivors have to navigate complex, underfunded government legal services. Many don't understand the legal justice system, procedures, and technical legal jargon. In many cases, applications for legal aid representations are knocked back, while their perpetrators are represented by the same service. It gets more complicated for those who weren't born in Australia and English isn't their first language. Maria is an Argentinian-born migrant who lived with her partner for 12 years before a pattern of abuse started. It took Maria years to accept that she was a victim of domestic abuse. Her partner never physically hit her, yet she lived in fear. She was also worried about the potential psychological damage to their children. Maria fled the abusive relationship and it has cost her thousands of dollars in legal fees and the debt is rising. Many domestic violence survivors often face Australian courts without a lawyer, but Maria sought legal assistance. Maria's voice has been altered at her request of speaking anonymously.
So I've been, trying to understand. At the time, you are just so overwhelmed, emotionally. You can't take much information in. And you feel really scared. You say, how am I going to handle this? You just don't understand the legal terms, And solicitors, they speak in their own language. They know the law and everything else. I'm not questioning their knowledge. But the bit that they lack is how to, communicate with an ordinary person. So they speak in technical language you hardly can manage. So it adds confusion, you see. I went to different legal centers. You have to make an appointment, and these centers have this free legal aid for 1 hour. And I didn't have really good experiences accessing these services.
Maria dialed 1-800-RESPECT. It was during those calls that she learned there was a name for intimidation and humiliation that became a part of her everyday life. She learned the meaning behind words like coercive control and gaslighting. Mikhail Morris, CEO of InTouch Multicultural Centre Against Family Violence, says that 60% of women who come to their centre are unaware of coercive control and gaslighting techniques, while approximately 70% are unsure about their legal rights. Ms. Morris says language and other barriers hamper accessibility to legal support, particularly when English is not their first language.
Legal services and legal issues are incredibly complex and nuanced. And a woman deserves to understand what's happening. And so the only way to do that, if their English language skills are not strong, is to use interpreter. And so one of the biggest barriers for these women is that interpreters are not used enough in the legal system, and the quality of the interpreting sometimes isn't as strong as it needs to be. So one of the biggest barriers is women understanding, literally understanding the language of what's happening to them to empower them to make decisions. And that's hugely significant, I think, in the system.
The Attorney General's Department is responsible for coordinating government policy and projects that improve access to justice. New data shows that men received nearly twice as many legal aid grants as women between July 2020 and May 2021. Sydney University's law professor Simon Rice has analysed Australia's national legal aid statistics. His analysis reveals that 65% of these grants went to men, 33% to women, and 2% did not specify the gender.
Successive federal governments, and particularly it comes down to the Attorney General, simply haven't had a great interest in legal aid, access to justice, or vulnerable people. My own opinion about that is because politically, it's not useful to them. Vulnerable people and people in need of legal aid are not a relevant political constituency for a government. People don't vote on that basis. We're talking about people who simply are powerless, and the government has no special reason to care for people who are powerless.
Women in Australia are systematically disadvantaged because legal aid funding for representation is strongly biased towards criminal law. In this area of law, males constitute the majority of defendants. In Australia, law is broadly classified into three categories: criminal law, civil law and family law. Australian National Legal Aid Statistics records show that in 2020 to 21, there were 129,605 legal aid grants. Men received 83,503 grants and women 43,160. People for whom gender criteria was not applicable received 2,942 grants. Women's Legal Service Victoria Acting Chief Executive Helen Matthews says they can't take on every case.
For us, we are very, picky, if you like, very strict on who we take on. We've got to actually assist those people who we think are the least able to navigate the system themselves. The family law matters do go on for quite some time, and we are looking at those women who are not eligible for legal aid often, not because they have too much income, but because there might be some problem with their matter.
In Australia, the legal system involves public and private services working together to assist through legal aid commissions via state and territory statutory agencies. The outcome of these processes may have long-term consequences, including the loss of their family, home, lost income, property and possessions. It may also impact physical, emotional and mental health of women and children involved. If legal aid services represent an alleged perpetrator in other matters of criminal law, which is often the case, they're not allowed to represent his victim in family law to make sure there is no conflict of interest. With an average estimated hourly rate of $500, lawyers' fees are not affordable for most people. If a person can't pay a lawyer's fees, they may be required to represent themselves before the court through a process known as self-representation. Family violence survivors are forced to relive the trauma, explaining their case and presenting evidence without the support of a lawyer. In a statement on various barriers faced by domestic violence survivors, the Law Council of Australia said,
"The primary problem faced by the legal assistance sector is that funding from a succession of governments has failed to keep pace with population growth and inflation. The single most significant factor impacting costs is the delay in reaching a final hearing. There are waiting times of up to 2 years, and in some instances, even 3 years. The Law Council strongly supports the use of family dispute resolution services through non-court-based interventions. However, the family courts provide a vital resource for those unable to resolve issues using these services."
Since 2009, Australia has implemented a number of legal aid projects, both at national and state levels. None of the initiatives guarantee access to legal representation, and all of them require eligibility criteria. Women's Legal Service Victoria Acting Chief Executive Helen Matthews says a significant number of disadvantaged women needing assistance are still not eligible for grants.
Where there's a conflict of interest and legal aid itself cannot assist, that doesn't prevent somebody who is eligible for legal aid getting a private lawyer funded by legal aid to assist them. There is a problem there in family law stuff in a supply of private lawyers who are prepared to do the legal aid work, because it's, you know, that the there's cost disincentives for them. The issue is going to be, are they going to find a lawyer who is in a good position to assist them? I think you get a fair few people who fall through the cracks as a result.
For more information on legal aid in Australia and SBS's investigative series, go to the SBS Languages website. Marcus Megalo-Konomos, SBS News.